Teresa Heavener, Glenn Powers, Haley Beza, Tiffany Sudeikis. Laura Contours. Submitted our specific number, the city clerk was gone, and so the interim city clerk presented it to the city attorney, and he said we had to follow the land development code, which states that it's 7.
It has to be like an odd number?
It just has to be the number that's in the land development code. But that's a confusing thing. I didn't really know how to handle it because it's already been changed. He says we can't change it, but it's already been changed. So I'm not clear if that means we can leave it at 5 for now, but if you wanted to change it, the change has to be only can be to 7. Maybe you guys can discuss what your ideal number is, what you want it to be, if you could change it. I'm not the right person to explain it. That's why I gave you Aaron Wolf's information, because if you want to question his thought process, I tried to, because I didn't really understand, but I felt like I was just going in a circle. So the best I could tell is I think our options are change to 7 or stay at 5 right now. But there's an additional thing we could do, which is to seek the change in the land development code. That's something that you guys could talk about. First talk to your amongst each other and decide what you want. I guess at one point in the very beginning it was 7. That was a long time ago. And I can find evidence of no meeting where we ever had 7 board members. Never. Never more than 6. And usually 5 or less. That's the typical meeting if I look historically throughout the whole time period. But at some point, City Council blessed, the board asked for the change to go to 5. City Council signed off on it. There's a signature by the mayor and the city clerk. So it was changed to 5. That's why it's confusing for Aaron to say, no, it can't be changed to 5. And I told him, I said, well, it's been changed.
So is the land development code being changed as a result of the growth that's happening right now?
I think there's more than one of the reasons why the three, because of all the changes. But,
said that it's three right now, but he said the land development code doesn't dictate the quorum, so the board can. Say because the bylaws right now, as signed by council and mayor from years ago, say that the quorum is, or the number of board members is five, that you would need to motion to go to seven and put it before council to get it back to seven. Even the land development code says seven, your bylaws say five. So I think you would edit your bylaws to seven if that's your wish. Somebody would make a motion to increase your number of board members to seven. Recommend that to council. See what we're doing. Great.
So can we also add in though into that motion? Like, I don't know if I'm gonna do that, but can we just make it these approvals contingent upon that? So once the council says yes, we can go automatically put it in place. That way they don't have to wait for us to come back and meet again. Like once council says yes, they can do it. Can we make that?
I would say if that's what you guys want to do, make the motion, and then we'll see if we can get it to go. So first you have to finish your first one that you just did. You motioned. You need to complete the vote on that. Okay. So Teresa's putting the motion forth. Great. And now your next one is about...
Or
It's moving fast.
Then I listen to Sam and Blair in class.
Just put have to notice it and do minutes and an agenda and everything. If you go one at a time, then you can work with the volunteer group.
Well, we can do it through email.
Do which part?
We can be on the email, all of us together, talking. So my question
has to be public.
Can we do more frequent meetings? Because I don't want to do that. Because like, one of us could go out, do that. Or we do one specialized specifically for that.
There's your graffiti wall. There's your graffiti wall. X-rated. Earth Day is April. January's car show. Need to go, Laura? Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're taking the butterfly, but she could take the bike club, and you could take another one if you wanted to. That's a CM thing where how many Facebook pages we're allowed to do, because that goes through the public information officer. If we wanted to...
So they have taken
Right now, what's coming up? I can talk to you on assignment.
responding during the 2 weeks that everybody is applying and going out every time somebody sends it. That's honestly, I don't think the signs are needed, but if that's what you guys want to do, we can make signs happen.
I think it's a good idea to try to see if you can get it.
I think that the really important thing you're talking about doing is going out there and soliciting people to enter the contest, because that's where we're weak.
Yeah, oh, not on the voting. Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you guys think?
I think it's good, but the other thing is I know you and your girls have somebody that, like, has a lit house, too, so, like, is there a place we should be keeping these up to date? Or just email you and be like, hey, I just got so-and-so, they're coming in to register. Or we just let you register them and then send out a notification.
You give them the registration information, and if they sent it in, they get registered.
Okay.
They need to send the registration in and a photo of their place
okay.
to be entered.
Yeah.
And the criteria.
So they have to finish the job.
Yeah.
So it's not like
the signs she's talking about are to get people to vote, but we have, once people register, them and all their friends are voting, the voting happens. But we can try the signs. I don't want to discourage the signs.
That's a lot, then we'll just try it this year and see.
You just freaked me out when you said deliver them every time somebody enters, because I definitely am way over programmed to do that. But all the rest of it, I have no problem. That's all good. So I say the sign-ups are weak.
Start off with 10 signs, see how it works, see if we get any feedback from that.
Or maybe 25, like kind of see how a bunch in case we get.
Or whatever it makes sense, because I know it's like the way that it's cut.
How many,
Also, too, just long-term big goals. This is also a driver for people that maybe aren't on social media for Edgewater to get them looking at the City of Edgewater social media, because then it's also like they're going to engage more. They will volunteer more. They will be more engaged.
I like it. And like the winner.
What information do you guys see being on there? You just want to say, what do you want them to say?
How about this house is part of the holiday light decorating contest?
Vote for this house.
Yeah.
On the holiday building decoration. And
do you remember?
Vote your website and register your website.
Yeah.
put a sign in people's yard that they if it was my house, I'd at least want someone to ask if it's okay to put the sign in my yard. So same plan, then I'll forward all the entries to you.
Yeah, but I think if we have it on the registration, then I think it's important, because what if, like, for a water liability, what if somebody sues because they don't want to sign a barrier or something?
The thing is out in the wild, like, I can't pull it back. I can change.
Oh, you already have it. Okay.
It's been out for months. I mean, you can change what's, like, on the website, but it's out there.
I know
what
you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of December, and there's a driver's meeting the Thursday before. Yeah, do folks have we picked a grand marshal? Voting will happen. Let's see, when do we announce?
Well, it says 2026 council meeting. Contest winners will be awards will be presented.
Yeah, but they get announced right after. How does it work? Let's see. I think right before New Year's, in between, like after Christmas, yeah. So it's a short week, but so sometime around the 29th is when the announcement. So that means you guys have until between the 15th and the 29th. So they have from the 15th to the 29th to submit your votes. we should invite Katie Mullins and see. She hasn't. Has she been involved?